Ideal Audiobooks presents Truly, Madly, Sheeply, A Pumpkin Falls Mystery by Heather Vogel Frederick. Narrated by Amy Rubinate. For Jamie and Elizabeth, our family's newest little lambs, and for all my new friends, both two-legged and four, at the real Liberty Hall Farm. Prologue. It's all Ella Bello's fault, if you ask me, which nobody ever does. If only she kept her famously big mouth shut, the fall of my eighth grade year would have been a nice fat helping of normal. And here's the thing, I really like normal. Unfortunately, my life has been anything but normal since my family moved last winter from Austin, Texas, to Pumpkin Falls, New Hampshire, and I accidentally became a middle school private eye. You wouldn't think all that much could happen in a town as tiny as ours, but somehow I keep stumbling over mysteries that need to be solved. Ella couldn't resist a juicy piece of gossip, though. Once she'd blabbed to my aunt that the Farnsworths were thinking of selling their dilapidated old farm, in the shake of a lamb's tail, literally a lamb's tail, my life was turned upside down again. This time around, instead of that nice fat helping of normal I'd been looking forward to, regular stuff like school and swim team and hanging out with my friends and helping at our family's bookstore, I found myself knee-deep in sheep droppings in a possibly haunted barn, embarking on a life of crime. Well, okay, maybe not a life of actual crime, but how many eighth graders do you know who've had to learn how to pick a lock? I say had to because I didn't have a choice, really. Not if I wanted to clear my brother's name and save our town's biggest festival of the year. The Halloween pumpkin toss may not sound like much to the average person, but here in Pumpkin Falls, it's like the 4th of July and Christmas and your birthday all rolled into one. Sometimes crazy is the best thing to do, my Aunt True says, and I certainly did my fair share of crazy this time around. Of course, I had no idea that any of this was on the horizon back when my aunt first told us about the farm. All I'd been thinking about, all any of us Lovejoys had been thinking about, was the wedding. Chapter 1.
Don't you think you're being a bit hasty? Said my father, reaching for the platter in the center of the kitchen table.
I watched as the fingers of his prosthetic hand deftly plucked a waffle from the pile and transferred it to his plate. My father had come a long way in the year since he'd lost his right arm to the war in Afghanistan. None of us gave his expertise with his titanium fingers a second thought now, including him.
Hasty? Aunt True frowned. I've known Rusty since kindergarten.
My father snorted.
I'm not talking about the wedding, True. I'm talking about the old Farnsworth place. What do you two know about farming?
Living on a farm has always been one of my fondest dreams, my aunt told him loftily. Rusty's, too. My father gave her a dubious look.
Since when?
Since I spent 6 weeks on a sheep farm in New Zealand, my aunt replied. The titanium fingers, which had now latched onto the pitcher of maple syrup, froze.
That was 2 decades ago. You were on a high school exchange program.
My aunt was silent, but only for a moment. There was also my trip to Tibet. What happened in Tibet? I asked, hoping for a story. Aunt True was a world traveler, and her adventures in remote corners of the world often sparked epic tales.
I worked with yak herders, was all she said this time, though.
What's a yak? Asked Pippa, my youngest sister.
It's like a big, ugly, hairy cow, my middle sister Lauren told her.
Pippa scrunched her nose.
Maybe they should call it a yuck.
Good one, Pipster.
My brother Hatcher slapped her a high five.
Spending a few weeks with sheep or with yak herders or whatever other experience you think you've had is a whole lot different from running a farm of your own,
my father persisted.
And what about Rusty? He's spent most of his life shut up in a library.
My dad had a point. Aunt True was always insisting that Erastus Peckinpah, her history professor
Sample complete. Ready to continue?